All right, everybody. This is what is my name? Oh yeah, Andy Lopez. I'm known as Invisible Gardener. I have to apologize to you guys if there's anybody out there because my Mac and my PC are having it out with each other. And sometimes I think they're friends and they're buddies and they look happy. And next thing you know, they're killing each other. And so I do my music. I do all the sounds and all that stuff on the PC. You would think I do it on the Mac, but I don't. And I do my Skype on the Mac. And so whenever there wasn't a recent update, which is more exciting on its own. But then the Mac, the PC decides that it knows better, so it also set up the Skype. And then the two of them were arguing as to who has control. yeah. Sorry.
Listen to BBSRadio.com. Andy Lopez, the Invisible Gardener, has been helping folks from around the world, and he can help you too. Listen to Don't Panic, It's Organic every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can just listen, or you can call in and talk directly to the Invisible Gardener right here on BBSRadio.com/Don't Panic. It's organic. That's Don't Panic, It's Organic every Saturday afternoon on bbsradio.com/don't panic.
Okay, so I'm just going to get right to the point, which is this. Energy circulated. So today I'm talking about a column I wrote yesterday, a couple of days ago, called The Trouble with Boundaries. And then I also have a question that a member asked. And so I'm going to do the questions first because that's what it's all about. That way I get that done, you know. And then if I have time to do the other stuff, I will. If not, then I'll do it next week, right? So anyway, John from San Diego. Hey, John, how you doing? And by the way, John is a member that's coming back. In other words, I've been doing this a long time, and I go through different stages in my development. I mean, I move from one type of website to another website or try to get a better website. You know how websites go. Websites come and go. So I've gone through lots of different incarnations of my website. So I have a brand new website. I keep saying brand new website. It's new and it says it's only a few years old, but it's already, you know, getting every the websites have to be redone over and over again really fast because the technology changes. So right now it has the latest state of the art. You can use this in your iPhone, the cell phones, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, as a member, so unfortunately, when I do something new, I have to get everybody to sign up again. No, you don't have to pay to join because membership is free now. All you have to do, John, is just go up there and make like you're buying because they'll say, I couldn't find a free button, but it may say buy membership, and then you'll see it says zero money. You don't have to pay anything at all. And that way you can re-sign up again. I also have if you want to, just send me an email, and I'll send you a link that says click on this for members coming back. Anyway, he says, Andy, is it too late to plant cover crops? And I'm in San Diego, California. So you didn't exactly tell me what you wanted the cover crops for, but I'm assuming you wanted cover crops for your vegetable garden. I wrote several articles on cover crops, and not all cover crops are for the vegetable garden. I did a... I worked on one property that here in Malibu that what I did was cover crops on the property itself. Because when it rains, all the water rushes down really fast and washes away, and then it dries again. So you want to be able to keep the soil alive year round, and also help it to catch any rain as it falls. Cover crops would do that. So there are lots of different, and those are the same kind of cover crops that you would plant in your garden. So it's planting cover crops is really a year-round thing. You're going to be able to plant. You're going to find out that there are certain types of certain times of year in your area you can start things. And other times it's not so much a good idea. Like, for example, starting something in the middle of summertime when you have 100 degree temperatures, it's very difficult to start things growing than if they were already growing through that time period. And also, too, that, you know, you have to be, when you're growing a large cover crop on a property, it's different than growing a cover crop in the garden. So on the property, you have to take into account, well, if I start a cover crop, how is that going to affect the animals there? How is that going to affect the, is that going to be a fire hazard, right? Is everything going to die out when it gets hot and then it will burn? So you have to take that effect into account if you do a larger cover crop. That's what one of the things I was doing at this, in this place. I was started a way of catching the rain, putting rocks in certain areas so it builds up and then overflows more gently, slowly, so let it seep into the ground. You want ways to catch the water to go into the ground. Those are the oases where you plant cover crops that the moisture will get up. They absorb the moisture and grow in that area. So if you have a little ecosystem growing up of different plants there, and you'll find that they will reseed themselves year round depending upon the season that they grow in. Okay, San Diego is not as harsh as Northern California, so you should be able to grow year round a variety of cover crops. You may have to come back a little bit if they get too tall. You want to take see how tall the cover crops are. But I have a feeling you're talking about cover crops for your garden. Now, there's, you know, again, the two different types of cover crops, one that you do in your raised bed and one that you do in the ground. And I talk a lot about the raised beds and the advantages of growing in a raised bed environment. You can grow seven times more food in a raised bed in the same area in the ground. And you also have a variety of other advantages of growing in a raised bed, and then you have more control of your environment. Whether it be the weather, whether it be animals, right, insects, water. So a raised bed is the way to go. So, and then if you do it in the ground, then a cover crop in the ground would basically mean that you're rototilling the ground and you are constantly amending it and working it on a regular basis. To me, the way to go is a raised bed. I'm not so much into rototilling the ground, stuff like that. If you follow my talks throughout the years. So let's talk about a raised bed. So in a raised bed, the ideal scenario is to do a cover crop, right? Is to do a cover crop in one bed alone. So that's one reason why I tell people when you have raised beds, you should have several raised beds, not just one. You may be limited by space. So let's just say, assume that you have a bunch of different raised beds, and I'll talk to you a little bit about it if you only happen to have one raised bed. But if you have a bunch of different raised beds, just say you have five raised beds, one of those raised beds you're going to lay fallow. That means you're not going to not only not do anything, but you're going to plant a cover crop in there, right? You're going to plant something that will grow in there that you're basically going to be like your green manure, be a green. You're going to take that and turn it over and let it decompose in right in the bed. You want to set up the conditions where everything, basically what you're doing is when you do that, you're using the ability of the plant, right? The plant will grow, and then when it dies, it will give you the energy of the plant back in. So there are a variety of different plants that are legumes that provide nitrogen to the soil. The plants will provide minerals and stuff like that. Lots of different cover crops you can grow. Peanuts will do really well right now. Peanuts you can do year-round. Lots of things. I'm happy to go over them with you if you try to figure out, you know, what type to grow and everything. You just have to do cover crops. You're going to find a whole ton of them for the vegetable garden, for the very same ones you want to use. So, but basically, so I did one year that I grew peanuts in one bed, let it grow for that about 6 months. I harvested the peanuts, kept the shells back in there again, right? If you leave one peanut, you have a new bunch of peanuts coming up, right? You have to take all the peanuts, you have to literally take the soil out, separate it, take the peanuts, mix the soil back in again, and put it back in again. Okay, if you, that's a problem using peanuts. either that, you have to go through the bed, make sure you clean it up really well, so there's no peanuts peanuts left in it. Otherwise, they will continue to grow. But you could grow a variety of other plants that you could then turn over and let it decompose. You have some rock dust to it, you know, a few other things to it to let it cook up, and then you're ready to grow again. Otherwise, if you're limited to one raised bed or two raised beds, then your cover crop could be like your mulch. You have vegetables growing in right amongst your cover crop. And there are lots of really, really, really nice cover crops that you can grow. They're available. There are many different catalogs and places you can buy. One of the great places to get a cover, get cover crops and seeds, right, is Peaceful Valley Farm Garden Supply. This is commercial, you guys. Peaceful Valley Farm Garden Supply. There's also Seeds of Change. These are the two that come off the top of my head. You just type in heirloom seeds or heirloom cover crop seeds. It's never too late. I just wouldn't be planting them during the middle of the summertime. Your winter times are very, very mellow, so you won't have any problems planting then. Remember, you can also do a variety of different greens as a cover crop. For example, arugula makes an excellent cover crop, and so do a variety of other herbs, right? So there's oregano, for example. I like growing oregano. I like growing the creeping oregano, right, instead of the bush. There's lots of different mints, really, really nice mints. One of my favorite mints is called Corsica mint. Light green color, bright light green color. Makes a nice ground cover. You can plant right amongst them. See? I hope that answers your question as to, you know, if it's too late to do a cover crop. I would also start to, I think some radio show here, GMO. So you had a question about GMO, but you didn't ask me about it, but in your recent radio show question, read GMO, so maybe that was a mistake. I'm hoping to have some guests on to talk about more about genetically modified organisms. And I'm happy to talk about it myself. I've written lots of articles on genetically modified organisms. I myself have a seed bank with I'm still hoping to buy my own farm and start growing it. And that's going to be my next stage of my life, and start my own farm. Send me money. I need lots and lots of money. So I hope that helps you, John, from San Diego, about the cover crop. As I said, you know, year-round, man, year-round. And even if you have a greenhouse, you can even start them in the summertime. I can say, especially where you live at. The other thing I would do is I would get cover crops from other different parts of the world. You're going to be fine. Interesting what other people grow as a cover crop, and you can do that too. And there's a couple other interesting things that came to mind really fast before I forget. Potatoes make an excellent cover crop because they you know, they're underground. They'll give you the potatoes, but they make a really nice the potato plant itself will protect the soil from the heat. And if you let it grow, they will continue to grow, and you can just have potatoes on a regular basis. It depends if you want to use the cover crop as a way to amend the soil or as a cover crop itself to protect the soil. So there are lots of different purposes for cover crops. See, so if you want to protect the soil, then you want a cover crop that sticks around for a long, long time, right? And actually has deep roots, tolerant to fire, right? You don't necessarily have to eat it, right? But on that thought, there's a cover crop that you should look into, John. Hey, over here, John. Over here. Okay, and it's called Carapia. Kurapia. Okay, it's a native. It uses 60% less water, right? It's a natural pollinator. It's only available in sod, but it has roots that go down 16 feet. It tolerates high salt contaminant concentrations if you live near the ocean. It can handle the shade tolerant. You can walk on it a little bit. It's not supposed to be heavy duty. It has a and it's spread and it spreads out. As thick, dense growth suppresses the weed. Excellent ground cover. It's called Carabia, right? And it's just you can look it up. Carabia, K-U-R-A-P-I-A, right? Carabia. I would my friends over at Robert at Soils Solutions carry it. Soils Solutions. No, excuse me. Soils. S-O-I-L-S. Soils Solutions. Right? Soils Solution. No, I'm not going to give out the phone number. What do you think I am? This is a... If you want to give out the phone number, it'll cost you a lot of money, Robert. Okay, guys. So listen. What was I doing? Sorry about that. Hopefully, someday I'll get this together. Maybe not. You know, I think we can try it. Anyway, coming up is my cosmic spaceship show. And then next week, I hope to get back and start talking to you again. Remember, this is an online class, really. So I'm going to be talking. I would like to talk about the problems with environmental boundaries. And make it in nutshells, what's the point of having an environmental boundary if we break it, right? And this is one of those things you can't fix. Simple as that. So if you break clean water by breaking the boundary, that boundary basically has to do with the ocean, right? It has to do with two different things, the ocean and fresh water. You have to have fresh water to live, and you have to have a clean ocean. Either one of them are destroyed. If you break those boundaries where you're not supposed to damage them, right, it takes a long time to fix it. But then there are a bunch of other boundaries. Climate change, genetic diversity. We've been killing animals, birds, creatures left and right, right? The stratosphere is being damaged. The biosphere is being damaged. Yeah. There you go. And it's in a nutshell. So I was going to say, look, you can't stick your head in the sand. You know what happens if you stick your head in the sand? You get your butt in the air. You're still going to get it. So it's really bad, man. It's really, really bad. But it's never too late. Don't put your head in the sand and stop all this damage. It's going to take a while to heal, right? And if you're a good doctor, if you know anything about healing, it's going to take a while to heal. So, we have a contest. You know, it's got another few more, another week or so coming up before the contest is over with. The winner gets my Don't Panic, It's Organic, the color version and the black and white version of the book. Plus, of course, if you're a member, then you'll get some. You'll still get the book if you like. But if you're not a member, you'll get the free lifetime membership. Remember, membership is free. All you have to do is go to my website and sign up for it. You'll get it free. You get access to all my books. I have 20 books. You'll get them in ebook version. You'll get my Don't Panic, It's Organic in the ebook version right away. Then you have access to the other 20 books. And there'll be an ebook version. If you want to buy the book, it's available in any places you buy the books. It is available on my website. If you're a Prime member and you want to get free shipping, go to the Amazon or you can the ideal way to find anything is to sign up for my newsletter. If you're not getting the newsletter, then you should be getting the newsletter because that's the best way to get access to all this information available to you. And so if you have a question, just remember you can email me, go up to the website, either click on the inquiry button, fill it out. But if I were you, if I was there, I would sign up for the newsletter. You also should be getting my podcast. If you listen to the show and you're not getting my podcast, I'm surprised. So I'm going to be leaving soon, I think. I still got a few more minutes, right? I mean, I don't understand how you people listening to the show and not getting my podcast, right? Okay, so sign up to subscribe to the podcast. The easiest way to figure out everything, again, is to go to my website. Sign up for the newsletter. Okay? And then while you're there, you can just subscribe, sign up to join. It's free, right? And you'll get my book right away, access to the members podcast. You'll get access to the forum, Ask Andy forum, organic hotline, a whole bunch of stuff just for members. All I ask is you sign up first, right? That week stop. Okay, everybody, so I'm going to be leaving now, and hopefully my next show will be coming up called The Cosmic Spaceship. So I'm going to put this on so you can just listen to it until it's gone. Bye now. See you next week.